In the face of heavy claims, plenty to go around. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield, Ag News for America. The administrator of USDA's risk management agency says crop insurance holders need not worry about coverage in the event of loss. Touring crop damage in Missouri recently, Bill Murphy says damage from the drought is remarkable.
Guys are starting to give up already. It's to the point where even if they get some rain at this point, they're not going to get a crop. So they're starting to make decisions on how they can best salvage the situation at this point. Seen a lot of corn stalks with no ears on it. Probably the most surprising to me is some of these soybean fields that got in early. From the road, they're about thigh high, dark green, and you're thinking, man, that's got to have a great crop in it. And you get up close and look at it, and that's three or four pods, and it's starting to shed pods. You know, so it's just incredible. I don't think I've ever seen damage the breadth that we're seeing this year. It's really something.
Murphy says he's often asked whether there's enough money to cover the expected heavy number of drought claims. He tells Brownfield he's confident in the crop insurers meeting their obligations.
We're fully funded. We could have every policy in the country have a complete loss, and we have the funding to do it. The companies themselves, they share in the risk on our program. They are well-financed right now. They've come off a good run of years. You know, the last 10 to 15 years have been pretty amazing nationwide. So the companies have had good years, so they're in very good financial condition. So I don't see any problem. Also, when you look at, you know, one of the worst years since 2002 was last year, 2011. The companies did a lot of claims work last year, so they have a very experienced workforce right now. So they'll respond very quickly. They're already moving loss adjusters around to get things done.
In the event of large claims, Murphy says the audit trigger has increased. It used to be that a $100,000 claim earned a closer look from the government, but now it's $200,000. In that event, he says everyone is better off when fully prepared.
Pull your records together now. If you're going to be in a situation where you're going to have $300,000, $400,000 claim, start getting your records now. Go to the elevator now before they get busy if you're missing something. The company will come out, they will review one year records, the most recent. If there's no problems and that you can show that you have your past records available, then they'll go down the road. You're done. But if there's a problem in that first year, they're going to go back two additional years. Now, at the end of the day, you usually don't find a lot of impact that this has on the guarantee. But the whole program is based on a producer's actual history. The program integrity depends on it. So we basically have to do these audits.
More advice? Before anything is done to a damaged crop, Murphy stresses that farmers need to talk to their crop insurance providers. Bill Murphy is the administrator of the Risk Management Agency. You'll find us at brownfieldagnews.com, and while you're there, check out our free daily email newsletter. I'm Tom Stever, Brownfield Ag News for America.